Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We could be closer and closer to expansion in the Pac-12. As it currently stands, the Pac-12 is at 7. They need 8 to be a football conference moving forward. Not this year, but the following year, when the likes of Washington State, Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State, and Utah State all join forces to reinvent the Pac-12. And Gonzaga basketball, by the way.
The state schools.
And Gonzaga.
Which is kind of fitting, considering they're the one basketball school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Pete Thamel and Kyle Banagura of ESPN, they're hot on the trail of what the Pac-12 is going to do. And this popped up. Texas State appears to be the next addition to the Pac-12.
I mean, we talked about this a little bit on Friday.
Get excited for San Marcos.
I mean, they're better than they were.
Yeah.
Like what? I'll put this to you. What's the best possible team they could truly get? Texas State, Memphis. Was UTSA on that like a year ago?
Well, and then UNLV and Air Force were also in there. And I think that UNLV would have been the best one that you could have gotten.
Regionally, it makes more sense.
UNLV would have made a lot more sense, but they stuck around in the Mountain West for God knows why. Well, more money. But that would have been position A. Memphis would have been position 2. Tulane was in there for a while, but you know, as it is sorting itself out, Memphis is still an option as a football-only school, according to the reporting, and that is a football-only with all their other sports transitioning to the Big East Conference. And Memphis is a no-doubter. I think it was 11 straight bowl games that they've gone to. They have made good coaching hires. It's in a recruiting ground that you want to be in. And that's like, if you look at Texas State, they got G.J. Kinney is their coach. Good coach. Actually, one of the rising stars, young coaches. Probably not going to be long for Texas State if he replicates back-to-back 8-5 seasons in San Marcos, which are really damn good. But Texas State is in Texas, and it's right in between. If you don't know where it is, it's smack dab right in the middle of Austin and San Antonio. And that's kind of where they are attractive to you, right? You're in a very fertile recruiting ground. You can go down, recruit kids from Texas. You can tell them that, hey, we're going to be playing in your home state at some point while you're here. Okay. That is valuable to have. Outside of that, they've gone 8-5 the last 2 years. Besides that, they've had one winning season as an FBS program. They've gone 8-5, 8-5, then 4-8, 4-8, 2-10, 3-9, 3-9, 2-10, 2-10, 3-9, 7-5 under Dennis Franchione, 6-6, 4-8. it is a school that has struggled. The world needs ditch diggers too. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of what they would be. They want an enhanced payday. They would get that in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. But
they know they're needed.
The other aspect of this is that the part of the reporting of Thamel Bonagura was that that payday ain't going to be what they were pitched the Pac-12 conference. It's going to come in under $10 million per school, mm-hmm. which if you think about it, Memphis, who is rumored to be contemplating a Big East and Olympic sports move and a football move to the Pac-12, they got $11 million from the American. Mm-hmm. Now, the Big East basketball revenue paired with a football mm-hmm. rev share would get them over $11 million. But it's not going to be this haul that is going to get Tulane to say, yep, we want to come out,
yeah.
or any coinciding moves to get UNLV away from the Mountain West. If Memphis does leave the American, mm-hmm. the Mountain West could be in quite a pickle, because then you would have Army, Navy, and an opening for Air Force to go into the American Athletic Conference.
And then all of a sudden that gets real dicey. And then, that's the leverage play you maybe use if you do try to circle back to UNLV.
Yeah. I think the Texas State one, you need an eighth team mm-hmm. just to round this thing out. There aren't a ton of great options out there. Go ahead, make that move. Texas State isn't going to hurt you. Mm. The question then becomes, is the Pac-12 with that slate of Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, Texas State, those eight schools, are you the leader in the clubhouse for the group of six conferences that get an at-large or an automatic bid to the college football mm-hmm. playoff? I think you are in a really good yeah. position with Washington State, Oregon State, and Boise State especially.
Yeah.
The idea that Fresno State and San Diego State could
Fresno could
pop back up, San Diego State could pop and have staying power, that is mm-hmm. that is attractive. But that's the position you want to be in, is are we in the group of six conversation? Is that schedule good enough to say, all right, that Boise State, that Oregon State team, they're good enough to make the college football playoff? I think it is
yeah.
because the bottom of the Mountain West is still the bottom of the Mountain West, and Boise State's been playing them for years
yeah.
and they have cachet and they have credibility.
And now all of a sudden, if you take that from one team in the Mountain West to three in the new version of the Pac-10, Pac-8, whatever the hell they end up calling this. And then let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say Fresno State and San Diego State do cycle up and at least have relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
Not you know, peak Fresno State teams that, you know, are giant killers, or San Diego State having, you know, a 10 or 11 win season, but just say that they're continual 7 to 9 win teams. Now all of a sudden you went from 1 or 2 to 3 to 4 or 5. How many other of the lesser conferences can say they have 3, let alone potentially 4 or 5?
But this is always the question, is that good for your group of five? Because dominance is what gets those group of five, or now group of six, conference teams in. And you need to have one or two of those games, but this is a conference that's lining up to be 4, 5, and 6 of those games where it's like, oh, those are pretty solid mm-hmm. and they can bite you, where you just need to rack up wins. And that this is where it's like the damned if you do, damned if you don't mm-hmm. in the group of six world. Hell, you could take that out of it when the Pac-12 was a Power 5 conference. Look at the College World Series. Oregon State, Arizona, UCLA, all in Omaha
mm-hmm.
right now. This isn't because Arizona all of a sudden went to 6 months of being in the Big 12 and their fortunes changed.
No.
It wasn't because UCLA went to the Big 10 and was like, hey, look at us. Mm-mm. Look, we figured this out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, it was the middle of the pack of the Pac-12, whether it was football, where you saw Arizona State go to the college football playoff in their first year in the Big 12. You saw Oregon go 13-0 in the Big Ten in their first year. The Pac-12 never got enough credit for how good the middle was. The middle was good. And they cannibalized each other. And when you're out west, people just go, not very good.
Yeah.
It's just not very good. Whereas the SEC and the Big Ten, they get the benefit of the doubt. And they're like, no, they are pretty good. By the way, Colorado, which was a disaster in the Pac-12, they damn near won the Big 12 too.
They had an opportunity to win the Big 12.
That was always my argument about the Pac-12, and it makes me feel good that, unfortunately, when it all blew up, that all of those schools
were good.
Actually, did something with it. They actually did something with it when they left, and exception of Cal and Stanford, who were on the outside, and they got a life raft from the ACC.
But Stanford is wholly different because they were very good for a very sustained period of time, where Cal is Cal.
Now, if Memphis does in fact come over and they are a football-only member, I think there's no doubt about it. That's the best damn group of six conference out there, and they should be getting the benefit of the doubt over the Sun Belt, the Mountain West, the AAC, the MAC. And
as much as we love our MAC, but they should
conference
be
USA.
The next one there.
But as it stands right now, it's a 8-team conference, so you play 7 conference games. You probably have a rival built in there where you either play 2 games, so Oregon State would play Washington State twice, Fresno State would play San Diego State twice, Boise State and Utah State play twice, and you go some imagination of that just to get to 8 conference games.
And then they're non-con. Oregon State plays Oregon, Washington plays Washington State.
And you get four non-conference games. Like, you're forced into the, even if Memphis does come along, and they're saying that would be in 2027, I think is when it would be, that they would come over. If Memphis does, you still have an 8-game conference schedule that has balance. You play everybody in the conference, and then you still have 4 non-conference games where you can say, all right, it's our year to kind of make a statement, and you play that Boise State route where they're like, we'll take it on the road.
Yeah.
You want an extra home game? We'll go play it.
Cool.
Georgia, we'll go play you in the kickoff classic in the Georgia Dome and just see what we got. We'll go play Oregon, and we'll go play USC or Ohio State, and you take all comers when you know that is your year to ramp up and you need a quality win, or you need a tight game.
Tight game, yeah.
Like what Boise had this past year at Oregon.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, again, we've been talking about this now for 2 whole years plus, the future of whatever pack insert number here turns into. And this is it coming to fruition in one vein or another, where you kind of look at it and go, is this something that I can grab a hold of, and it's more than a life raft? Like, you're back on the boat now. Now, you're not sitting, if you're using the cruise ship analogy, you're not sitting in the penthouse suite with a big overlook of the ocean, but you're not in the cellar. Like you've got a deck level view with a small window.
Yep.
You don't have the wraparound porch, but hey, this is fancier living. This is more comfortable. You're not, you know, sitting in the hammocks and the bunks and like Navy style, you know, sharing beds with everybody on different shifts. You're living not the good life, but the better life. And I'm not saying that as like you should be happy, Oregon State, Washington State. You shouldn't be. But this was always the path of like, just keep it going, keep it going, keep it going until you get like, you make stretch the rations, mm-hmm. make them last until you get pulled back onto the boat. And this feels like them getting pulled back into the boat.
And I hope we're there.
Yeah.
I hope we're there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.